Well, Ali Horgan, about to resume after the midsummer break. Did the midsummer break come at a good time or a bad time for Finn Harps?
I think the fact that, you know, there was no real place that the players with their families and that could go, that we could have done with it maybe later rather than after 14 games with 22 games to go. However, there was obviously reasons behind it, which I'm not quite sure what the reasons are, but, you know, it's done. They had their time off, and physically and maybe mentally that they'll get over the Sligo defeat, and we're back in here today looking forward to Shamrock Rovers, Chris.
So at least some of the guys who are on the treatment table or had niggling injuries, it's given them a little bit of space. So I take it you will have a stronger squad going into the Rovers game.
Hopefully, you know, I think every squad, including Shamrock Rovers, will have players back within the 2 weeks. And maybe it came at a good time to a degree because we lads with niggling injuries. But, you know, so long as the extra week is going to clear it up, otherwise we put them in against Shamrock Rovers with the high intensity of that kind of a game, with the way they play, we could do damage in it again. But yeah, it can only be an advantage injuries-wise to us and to everyone else.
We're not even halfway, so an awful lot can happen yet. But overall, sixth in the table, you would have taken this at the start of the season?
You'll take it at the end of the season, Chris, if you avoid, obviously, the relegation and the relegation playoff. But that way, it doesn't matter where you are at this stage.
Yeah.
I've said that from the start. Like, with 14 games in, obviously, the Sligo defeat was very disappointing for a whole load of reasons, you know, like the likes of the Bohemians defeat and the Pats defeat. We were second best by a long, long way, and we knew we had to put things right. It's difficult to put your finger on it where we lost that game, but fair play to Sligo, you know, but it's 10 days since it, and it still hurts, and, you know, we probably would have been better after the game on the Monday night after it and move on from it and try and get over it quickly. But we played quite well and still lost, and that's disappointing from a Sligo point of view. They'll only kick on from that if they need to kick on at all.
When you look at the table, people say the table doesn't lie, and you look back at matches, there are some games you should have got points out of, there's some that you maybe got the rub of the green. So is it a fair reflection, do you think, of where you are?
Well, I hope so. Put it that way to you. Like, but you've got people below you. You've got the likes of Dundalk. I don't know where Boas are. Are they behind us?
Just over us.
I mean, they're not going to stay there. No. Derry will look at, obviously, catching you. As I said, we need to avoid the 9th and 10th place, and anything after that is a bonus. Like, you know, and that's where we're at. It's just we have bridged the gap in a lot of games, excluding the Boas and Pats game. But we still didn't get results out of it. I mean, other times against Sligo, for example, you know, if we didn't play well, they'd have beaten you comfortably. We did play well, but they still bet you. And that's a disappointing part of it. Like, had we been beaten 3-0 out the gate like we were with Pats or Boas, it might be different. And it's still hurting, to put it that way to you. And we need to move on, because if we're not right in telling on Friday night with who we're playing and where we're playing them, we'll be out the door early, you know, to put it that way to you. So, look, we need to prepare for that and get over it as long as it took to get over.
Yeah. The transfer window, will we see any activity in the Ballybofey region?
We'll see. You know, we'll see with lads that are staying and happy to stay. And like, we're happy with the squad we have, and we'd be very happy to continue with that. So we need to see what the next couple of weeks bring. Obviously, the window opens at the 1st of July. There's a couple of lads on loan that we need to see where they're at as well. So no, we're not out there running mad, you know, looking for 3 or 4 players. Nothing like that, Chris. You know, but we're always on the lookout to see if there is anyone available that we can take in. But we also need to honour what is here and lads that have, you know, kept working away without huge amount of game time, and we need to honour their, you know, endeavour and their maybe attitude as well, rather than just looking outside all the time.
Fair to say that Ali Horgan managed sides in the last few years have generally pushed on and had a better second half of the season than the first half.
I'm not quite sure. Like, you know, yeah, probably wouldn't have been heard last year because we struggled in the restart in August. We finished better, yeah, October, September, November, that type of months. And we've had to try and stay in the division. You know, it would be great to do the same. And we might need to have to do the same if we're to survive, because, you know, the likes of Waterford have a new investor and they're going to kick on. I think Longford have been very unlucky in games that I've watched them in. and they're going to pick up points, but we need to improve. And you know, we have improved on the pitch, but we need to improve results wise as well. And while we have bridged the gap against the better teams, we're still coming out the narrow margins, the wrong side of it, and there's not much point in bridging the gap unless you can pick up results along the way.
Has anything surprised you in the league this year?
I think the first run of games were very, very close. I think what surprised me was that some of the better sides took that long in getting going, but they've now got, they're up and running, and we knew it was going to be tight, and it's still going to be tight from now to the run-in. We just don't need to go on a run of like we did last year with 7 or 8 games and getting a win. We need to pick up results maybe more frequently to try in and stay above water, if that makes sense. But look, we'll see where it goes. We need to put in a good shift this week to make something out of Tallaght to start with, and that's really all we're focused on at the moment. Like,
and finally, just in terms of home advantage and the crowds coming back, there'll be a bit of a crowd at Tallaght, which obviously is going to favour Rovers. Derry haven't won a league game at home at an empty Brandywell. Do you think this could distort things in the second half of the season?
Well, I mean, all we're concerned is getting the crowd in at home. I mean, we've never picked up as many points away from home. And probably, you know, we normally picked up, I won't say what percentage, certainly 75% at home, and the reason being that it's evened out is simply nothing to do with the support. Our support is second to none, and it just, whatever about Shamrock Rovers do on Friday and pack the place out with 1,000 Shamrock Rovers supporters, so be it. It's, if we could get that 1,000 in that have backed us through thick and thin, and the proper support, Christian, it's not just me, you know, patting them on the back, absolutely not, we miss them. And the fact that we survived last year by the width of a post, I just hoped by now we'd have had them in, and please God, maybe in 2 months' time we will have them in, because we need them to try and get over the line, to put it that way.